Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and director for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety, and today I'm in Orlando, Florida, and not too far away, up in Leesburg. We're talking with Steve Perrello. Welcome, Steve, to Managing Safety.
Thank you, Obi. Thanks for having me.
Okay, and what is your title there in Leesburg there?
Obi, I'm the CEO and a volunteer pilot with Angel Flight Southeast.
All right, what is Angel Flight Southeast? I've heard of that before, but really don't know exactly what it is.
Thank you. Angel Flight Southeast for almost 30 years now has been providing free air transportation for those in need, typically medical need. If they've got to go a long distance, the medical help that they are dire for isn't available at the local hospital, we will fly them to the hospital that can provide that help for them. And then very often, even the same day, give them a ride home and put them back in their beds the same night. We also wind up doing some compassion work and, other humanitarian needs, such as wounded veterans, abuse victim relocations, and disaster relief flights, such as Hurricane Katrina, when we flew 1,500 missions to be able to bring in supplies to help people out.
Wow, 1,500. Now, are you just in Florida? Not yet. I noticed the name Southeast, but you're based in Leesburg, Florida, but are you the one and only, or what? How does this work?
Sure. Our responsibility is for the six Southeast states, but we actually are part of the Air Charity Network, which winds up being the largest charitable flying organization in the U.S. And by being part of the Air Charity Network, we're actually able to link missions so that they may originate from, one of our states, but fly as much as 1,000 miles away.
Wow. So you're actually operating throughout the United States, is that what you're saying?
We are, yeah. And
across
the United States, we're doing more than 20,000 missions a year.
Wow, 20,000 missions. You are a large corporate operator then. I guess it was very, very succinct for you to be at the corporate operator seminar the other day speaking on overwater flying and stuff like that. Let me ask you, there's something that just came about in 2012 you were mentioning the other night about receiving some sort of exemption or something. What is that about?
Sure. We're very excited that the FAA has embraced volunteer pilot organizations as a whole. And what they've done is they've offered an incentive for us. The FAA, of course, would always like to see pilots be even safer than they were to begin with. And the incentive is related to being able to reimburse our pilots for fuel. And this is just a really good news, especially with the price of fuel these days. And if we basically raise our already, good standards to an even higher standard in terms of number of hours that a pilot will fly and some currency and around the aircraft itself, the FAA has said, we'll let you go ahead and reimburse your pilots for fuel when they've gone ahead and raised some dollars to be able to put into a pool that the pilots can draw from for that fuel.
In other words, if you show that you're a safe corporate operator or nonprofit in this case and that you're doing things right and trying to be safe, then the FAA works with you and gives you a little bit of a break there.
Correct. It's really incumbent on the individual pilot and their own standards, but then Angel Flight Southeast will help to administer the program and keep track of the records for those pilots to see that they qualify for the fuel reimbursement program.
Okay, speaking of these flights, how do you provide these flights? Does somebody just call up and say, hey, I want to go to Tallahassee or what? How does that work?
So we have a database of 644 healthcare facilities just in the Southeast alone, and we know all of the case managers and social workers within those healthcare facilities. And that's the most common person that will call in and ask on behalf of their patients if they qualify for a flight. We have about two dozen volunteers that come into our office each day, and they will answer the phones and be able to speak to the case managers and social workers or passengers and interview them and see if it's a flight that fits for them. They check to see, frankly, you know, we look for a financial need, so they look to see if there's a financial need. They see if they're medically stable and if they fit within that 100-mile to 1,000-mile range, along with a number of other criteria.
Wow. Well, you know, you said two dozen people come in every day, volunteers. Is that right?
We, over the course of a week, we have about two dozen different volunteers that put in shifts to be able to either answer the phones and help out the passengers, or to make outbound calls when we haven't filled a mission. They may be calling pilots to see if they can get a pilot to take a mission.
Wow. Well, if somebody, do you take more volunteers? If somebody wanted to volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
Always looking for more volunteers. Certainly, we're looking for more pilots. Even with 650 pilots, we can always use more pilots to be able to help spread the number of missions amongst those pilots. We, are happy to be able to get more people on the phones and helping out in that regard. And of course, in this economy, volunteers that would be willing to help around fundraising, whether that's events or just general outreach, are very, very helpful.
Right. Now, if somebody wanted to contact you to volunteer as a pilot or volunteer as to make phone calls or answer phones or make coffee, then how would they go about doing that?
Sure. If they're a Florida resident, they would go to angelflightse.org. And they can get all the information there. There's pilot forms, there's volunteer forms. We call the volunteers Earth Angels, and that's actually one of the other things that the Earth Angels might do, is they literally will drive the passenger from the airport to the hospital if we don't have the transportation from the airport to the hospital and back.
Wow, there's just more and more to this. The more questions I ask, the more questions I have. You mean you pick them up from the hospital or from the clinic or from their home and take them to the airport, and then you take them where they need to get the aid. Is that correct?
Often we're able to provide the ground transportation as well.
Wow, that's just wonderful. That's really great. How long have you been working with Angel Flight?
I myself have been an Angel Flight pilot for the past 15 years. I've flied as many as 25 missions in a year. The past 2 years, I've also been on the board, and then the past year, I've been the executive director full time, trying to make sure that everybody else is in the air and we're getting our mission completed. And we're really proud that over the past year, we're actually about 50% up in terms of the number of missions completed. So we're doing really well.
Well, now I know the economy has had a huge impact on aviation and on everybody, in fact. Has this affected Angel Flight in a bad way, in a good way, or is it how are you, wearing the storm is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you. We've had a number of generous donors that have taken care of us in the past and helped to fund the mission. It currently costs about $100 to coordinate a flight these days. And certainly those funds are very well spent. If we can raise more money, we can certainly do even more flights. We currently are doing about 3,000 flights a year. I can clearly see where we could probably do another 1,000 flights a year if we had that proper funding. And certainly it's been more of a challenge in the past years where, you know, people's bank accounts and foundations haven't had the funds that they used to. So we are certainly doing more creative things to be able to try and bring in the amount of money necessary to be able to run the operation. We're actually a 24/7 operation, too. So the office is really critical. We'll pick up that phone in the middle of the night. We have 31 people that are waiting for a heart, a liver, a lung, a kidney. And those folks, you know, may get that call at 2:30 in the morning. We're there for them to be able to answer that phone and often get that pilot in the air in 30 or 45 minutes. So that money is absolutely critical to making sure that frankly, we can save people's lives.
Wow, this is amazing. I tell you what, we're going to break away for just a minute here. We're talking with Steve Perrello, who is the CEO and a volunteer pilot, he says. I'm not sure when he finds time to fly, but anyway, he's with Angel Flight Southeast in Leesburg, Florida. We'll be right back with you.
Now, let's rejoin O.B. Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Hello, this is O.B. Young once again with Managing Safety, and we're speaking with Steve Perrello, the CEO and volunteer pilot with Angel Flight Southeast. We were talking about what Angel Flight is, where it is, who's involved, how do you get involved, and we've got some other things coming up. Once again, where do you fly to, Steve?
Thanks so much, Obi. We will fly anywhere from our six Southeast states. That's Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, Georgia, and largely Florida, up to 1,000 miles.
I was noticing in your write-up on your website, and what's your website again? What's the name of that?
It's AngelFlightSE, standing for Southeast.org.
AngelFlightSE.org. Okay.
They can also call 800-352-4256, and that would be the same number either for pilots interested in getting some more information or passengers interested in requesting a flight. That's 800-352-4256.
Okay, thanks. That was my next question. I noticed whenever you make missions over 1,000 miles or 300 miles, you require a handoff of at least one or two other pilots, depending on the total distance travel. Is that correct? How does that work?
We do. We break them into legs so that the pilot, any one pilot, doesn't have to fly too long of a distance. And that way it becomes an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, you know, depending on the airplane at a maximum that they're going in one direction before they, you know, need to go back in the other direction.
Well, it sounds like you've got your mission in mind, with safety in mind, and your pilots in mind, so that sounds like a good procedure to do cost-wise and of course, fatigue-wise and everything else. And we were talking about before the break that, you know, we have people that, I guess you called them ground angels, is that what you said?
Earth angels, they're called.
Earth angels, okay. Earth angels, sorry about that. Earth angels, and they do the stuff on the ground, and then you've got the pilots that are working in an angel flight. And, of course, all this is free. It doesn't cost anybody anything, sure, but it depends on donations and contributions. And you've got an event coming up in November on Veterans Day weekend, I believe. What's going on?
Oh, we're very proud. It's our 16th annual fundraiser golf tournament, and we're expanding it out into a two-day event this year. The golf tournament itself is on Monday, November 12th, Veterans Day, and the night before, Sunday, November 11th, the night before Veterans Day, we're going to be at Mission Inn in Howie in the Hills, Florida. And what we're doing there is we're going to be recognizing our pilots in person and giving out 11 different categories of awards for our volunteer pilots. And then we're going to be following that up with a pairing party. We actually have 32 ex-pro baseball and football players and some 80s TV stars and some politicians that are acting as our celebrity guests. And you'll find out which of those celebrity guests gets paired up with you for your foursome the next day and becomes your fifth player. So we're pretty excited about combining this and running actually two events into one where we can both recognize our pilots and have some additional fun.
Wow. And I guess it's too early yet because this is just August, too early to mention some of the names at this point.
Well, we have invited Bobby Bonilla from the New York Mets. We have Matt Robinson from the New York Jets. We have Dan Haggerty, who was Grizzly Adams in the early 80s TV show, and just a host of others. We've actually gotten a really warm response from the celebrities, and they're excited to help us out with getting the funds in that are necessary.
Great. And Steve, if you would, as time gets closer on the Florida Aviation Network page I've got here, if you just send me some releases, we'll be glad to share them with the public, the flying public. And if somebody wants to participate in this, can they participate in this fundraiser golf tournament?
Absolutely. They can also go to angelflightse.org and just click on our calendar of events, and they'll find it on that November and 11th, 11th and 12th. They'll be able to find it right in there.
Everybody's got to remember on the 11th day of the 11th month, you know, in the 11th hour, the war ended all wars. We tried, but, you know, we keep trying. Maybe next time, you know. Right now, I guess they call them police actions or something else. But you say you're always looking for pilots. How do you look for pilots?
We are. You know, if you are headed to your local FBO, hopefully you're going to see on the pilot planning desk a trifold brochure that will explain all about Angel Flight and how it works. One thing I should mention to the pilots is they're often nervous that maybe they're going to get called at the last minute, and some of them are. But the primary driver for these flights are appointment-driven medical help, which means we can often book these 2 or 3 weeks in advance, and you can really take a look at your schedule and see if you happen to already be flying in that area. And, you know, you're just going to get an email every day that says, here's the flights. And, we recommend to people to sign up, because even if you take one mission a year and delete all those other emails throughout the year, that's fine with us. We'd be thrilled to even have your participation on one flight a year.
Well, that sounds good. And I guess it's important to spread the word about Angel Flight to the different pilots and what's going on, because a lot of times pilots get a bad rap for their vocation or avocation of being around airplanes, and this is where the airplane, once again, is a tremendous tool, and the way y'all are doing it is certainly safely, as can be seen by the tax advantage that the FAA worked out with you with the IRS. What are some other services that you provide?
I covered some of the other ones before that we will often do, and I have gotten a call a couple of months ago from a woman that basically said, I have 17 hours before I feel like I'm in danger, and
wow.
And we will take those women and be able to bring them to an area where, you know, they feel like they're going to be safe again, and we'll do that in a way that we won't disclose that location to anyone else. We'll do it quickly and safely. The supply missions are particularly interesting because, you know, FEMA will take care of people for food and water and make sure the very basic, you know, supplies are there. But then what happens is the next wave or the next few days are often overlooked. So the next thing you know, you might need some deodorant. You might need dog food. You might need, you know, other toiletries that are forgotten about. And we will have, you know, some very generous people that will donate those, load them up, and we'll get those sort of supplies. And in fact, our pilots have been cleared, a number of them, through Homeland Security, and we're actually the first pilots that are civilian pilots that are allowed in the air, sometimes before the media is even allowed in the air.
Wow. One of the things I was getting at here is the Last Wish type organizations. I noticed that you work with several of them, Make-A-Wish, Give Kids the World, with that. So, once again, it's just not medical aid. It's anything from soup to nuts, it sounds like, driving to the airport.
Correct, yeah. There's a number of humanitarian reasons.
And the yeah. Last Wish type organizations. You know, a lot of people recognize Make-A-Wish because of the fundraisers and the national press. They may not recognize the Angel Flight Southeast, but y'all are a member of a national network again. What's the name of that network?
It's the Air Charity Network.
Air Charity Network. So it actually is a national organization that you're working with right here in the state of Florida, right there in Leesburg, Florida. And we're speaking with Steve Perello, who is the chairman of the board, and he is a pilot, a volunteer, and he works with many volunteers. It sounds like a huge group there in Leesburg. And if you're interested, by all means, contact that website and make that 800 phone call. Or if you have need, then I'm sure that you can talk to your medical folks, and they are aware of Angel Flight. And if they're not, perhaps you should let them know about Angel Flight and share this information with them. Steve, it's been nice talking with you today.
Thank you so much, and thanks for helping us to spread the word, Obi.
This is Obi Young. I've been talking with Steve Perello with the Angel Flight Southeast. And once again, fly safe, blue skies and tailwinds always.
hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.